In today's gospel, our Lord is telling the apostles that he has come to teach them all that the Father had given him, and that they are to go forth to the world and tell the good news, so that what they know of the Father may become known by all mankind, and so that they may gain fruit for the Lord. And so today we reflect on the mystery of apostolic succession because we honor St. Matthias. Little is known of the life of St. Matthias, but we know from the first reading that he was one of the original 72 disciples of our Lord and was chosen to fulfill the office of the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot. And so we reflect on the mystery of when St. Matthias was elevated to that high office to be apostle in the church. Perhaps it is divine providence that we do not know much of the personal lives of the apostles, especially from the early life of the church, so that we may more earnestly focus on their teachings. And so we learn that St. Matthias was chosen to be a successor, chosen to fulfill that office in the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so from the Acts of the Apostles, we learn that Mary is the mother of the Christian life, and she leads us and she sustains us in the Christian life in order to lead us to God. And that in the mystery of salvation, God has established an apostolic church. He has given many authority over us in order that they may lead us on the road of salvation and ultimately to our eternal destiny in heaven. And so her presence in the early church is a great comfort, not only to the faithful, but also to the apostles. And although she does not share in their powers of jurisdiction, she possesses the highest prestige in her dignity as being Mother of God, and hence she is the mother of the apostles and the mother of all the faithful. And in being the mother of the apostles, she is also the teacher of the apostles, for we even observe in the natural order that it is particularly entrusted to a mother to teach her children, and the apostles, even though they share in the powers of jurisdiction, still must have Mary as their mother if they have to fulfill that jurisdiction in accord with the will of God, in accord with the command she gave at Cana to do whatever he tells you. And so, under her influence, especially at the cenacle, when they were gathered in the cenacle, and by her presence they were strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they depart from the cenacle in order that they may go forth into the whole world. And so the apostles would divide the world amongst themselves in order that by their preaching the world may come to possess Christ by embracing his mother. If we are to sum up the mission of the apostles, it is to bring the mother of God to all mankind so that they may come to possess the gift she has to give. And so we cannot be authentically Christian unless Mary is truly our mother. No society can be sane unless it truly embraces the Mother of God as its mother. And so we learn this most profound truth from the apostles, that they are called to extend the maternal care of Mary to the whole world, so that the whole world may come to possess Christ. And so let us this day turn to St. Matthias, asking him to intercede. Most particularly, let us ask him to intercede for all those bishops who are successors to the apostles, so that they too may go forth and do what the apostles did, defending the purity and the integrity of the Mother of God. For in defending the doctrines of the Blessed Virgin Mary, they defend the whole corpus of our faith. The Incarnation is not understood, and its significance is not known unless we know of the doctrines of Mary. And it is particularly entrusted to the bishops to defend by their preaching, and most particularly by their example, the purity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we do not simply mean purity in one aspect, but we mean that purity of faith that she possessed, that same faith that we are called to possess. And so let us particularly pray for all our bishops, that they may faithfully and heroically defend the prerogatives of the Mother of God, and in defending those prerogatives, they will always and necessarily defend the prerogatives of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and help again to establish his reign over society, so in need of his reign in this life, so that we may attain the beatific vision of him in the life to come. And so let us thank the Blessed Virgin Mary this day for the Apostolic Church, the lights by which we can turn to when we are assailed by the machinations of modern society, so that we may come to know and love the Mother of God as they came to know and love the Mother of God, and that under her influence we too may fulfill our mission in the mystical body of Christ, so that Christ can truly be said to come to reign over all of society, and so that true peace may be established, so that we may gain that eternal peace in heaven.